Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. We're going to take up again today some of the themes that St. Paul touches in his challenging and inspiring letter to the Galatians. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I've been looking at it since Monday, and I have to admit, I've only gotten through the first three verses. In fact, I only looked at one verse for the for the first 3 days, but I think you'll enjoy the programs. They're on the website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to them right there on your computer or download them and put them on whatever device will allow you to listen to them at your leisure. Also want to remind you of the free booklet will be given at the end of the program. If you haven't tuned in to the program, maybe you're here for the first time, I'm going to offer a free booklet for you, and there's an 800 number you can call to pick that up. Ended yesterday's program, again, with verse 3, and Paul's characterization of why Jesus came in one simple line, beautifully put. He said, "The Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age." There's a worldview here, there's an understanding and a revelation, a prophetic understanding of reality that St. Paul has that I think is slipping in the minds of so many of the baptized today. Paul's clear about so many things that lots of people aren't so clear about. First, back up, God is our Father. That's something that Jesus wants to root deeply in us and why he's given us the grace of the Holy Spirit so that we know we're children of God, number one, that he's the Lord, that he is Jesus the Christ. And he gave himself for us. He came to put away sin, which meant to put away your sin and to deliver us from something. And he calls it this present evil age. We live in a fallen world. I think you can feel a little bit more these days in our country, the kind of craziness that's been happening. We blame it on politicians on one side of the aisle or not, or we blame it on Hollywood or whatever. But friends, what it is we live in a fallen world. It's the kingdom of darkness is still present in this world. There's still a dimension of the life we live in that Paul is saying is part of the present evil age. It's an age that's passing away. The new age has begun in Jesus, an age that will never pass away, the new creation. But Paul's very much aware of it, and he's going after confusion in the Galatian community that's emerged when teachers are teaching some of the Galatians something other than what they should be teaching them, and it's leading them away from the fundamental faith and gospel, the pure gospel that Paul has brought. And so he says in verse 9, he said, "As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed." Let him come under a curse, Paul is saying. Because it's a horrible thing, because to teach people other than what Jesus taught, and what Jesus taught the apostles to teach, the good news about Jesus, to change that in some way is to teach falsely, to be a false teacher. And that is not only to teach wrongly, but to eliminate and fail to teach key elements of what Jesus taught. It's the same situation. It's not being you're not a true preacher of the gospel. You're failing to preach the gospel. Paul says, let them be accursed, because then people are living under a false gospel and they're not free, but they remain under the curse of the law. Which Paul says, the law, which was meant for our good, is like a lamp that shines on us, and it reveals the truth about us. The law says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And when that light gets turned on your heart and mind, guess what? We don't do that. We don't fulfill the law on our own. Christ does. So then Paul goes on talking about the gospel. He says this, verse 11, "Brethren, I would have you know that the gospel which was preached by me is not man's gospel." So it's not something he created. It's not something any man created, but it's God-breathed. It was given to us by Christ and revealed to the writers of the Gospels and the letters by the Holy Spirit. And then he boasts here in a way. He says, verse 12, he goes, "For I did not receive it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ." Paul knows where he got his gospel from. He said it came through a revelation of Jesus Christ. And further on in verse 16, in that he said, "God was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles." So what is Paul talking about? Well, it's his conversion, right? When he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And I just want to read through it which I don't think we can hear this too often, because as was the case with the apostles, the 12 apostles, Peter and others, who and Mary, who were in the upper room together waiting for Jesus, when Jesus came to them, he made it clear to them what they were to preach and what he was sending them to do. So here's Paul's encounter with the resurrected Christ. He's on the road to Damascus to what? To persecute Christians, to basically put them in jail and to persecute them, to try to convince them to stop talking about Jesus. Paul is walking on the road. There's no mention of a horse here, but he's walking on a road, and a bright light comes, and so bright that it blinds Paul, and he falls to the ground. And a voice in the Hebrew language speaks to him from the light and says, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It hurts you to kick against the goads." And verse 15, Paul says, "Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting." There's a whole world revealed right there in that phrase from Jesus. I mean, Paul's saying, you're not even here. How could I be persecuting you? Plus, what is Jesus revealing? Jesus said his followers would be one with him. We'd be united. We'd be one body in Christ, one family. He's the head, we're the members. To persecute those who are believers in Jesus is to persecute Christ, is to resist him. But then Jesus tells Paul what he's calling him to do, what he's setting him aside to do. He said, "But rise and stand upon your feet, for I've appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you to serve and to bear witness to the things in which you have seen me and in those in which I will appear to you." So Paul, isn't it something, Paul, the one who is marching out in strength and power to go arrest these small communities of Christians and to put them in jail and kill them probably, he's now struck to the ground by the might and the glory and majesty of Jesus. And he's humbled. He's in a posture now where he can receive. He's not in charge anymore. Someone greater than him and greater than the masters that sent him to Damascus is before him. And then Jesus speaks to him, "Stand up." He falls a sinful man. He falls as someone who's acting against Christ. And he rises now, ready to receive the command of Jesus and the commission for his life. "Stand on your feet, for I've appeared to you for a purpose." And he's about to reveal to him the purpose for which he is calling him. He said, "I'm revealing something to you. I want you to be a witness to what you see and what I tell you to speak." He goes on. He said, "I'm sending you to the Gentiles to do the following: to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." There's Paul's commission. This is why Jesus came from the throne room of the Father in glory and appeared to Paul. And the commission is very clear. First, who he sent to. He sent to the Gentiles. That is, the non-Jewish world. The gospel had already gone out to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, to the Jews, through Peter and the apostles. And Jesus, who is meant to be a light to the nations, a light to the Gentile world as well, to bring salvation to the entire human race, Paul's going to be the key vehicle through which that's going to come. Not the only one, but a key one. And Jesus said, "What you're commissioned to do is do what I tell you to do." And what he's telling Paul to do, he said, "I'm sending you." So Paul is a sent one. That is, he's an apostle. That's what an apostle, it means to be an apostle. He's a sent one. Did you know that every baptized person shares in some way in the apostolic work of Jesus and the apostles? So each one of us, the church teaches us, through baptism, we become sent ones, and that's confirmed in confirmation. We too are sent for a purpose, to do what Jesus tells us to do, right? He said this, "I send you to open their eyes." Okay, so the presumption, assumption here by Jesus is that the whole Gentile world can't see clearly, that they have to have their eyes opened to the revelation of God, to the light that's in Jesus, and to the core message of the gospel. He said, I want you to open their eyes so that they can turn from the direction that they're moving in, turn from the situation that they're living in. And Jesus says this, that they may turn from darkness to light. So Jesus looks at the whole Gentile world at that moment, and he knows they're in darkness. Now, for contemporary ears, that's a tough sell. We might think there might be a few people out there, Hitler types or Stalin types, right? They might be in darkness. But the whole human race in darkness? No, can't be. It's being judgmental in some way, right? It just can't be right because there's so many good people and nice people, and right? But this is Jesus. And what are they in darkness from? I mean, what is the darkness and what's the light? Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. They're in darkness because they don't know God fully. They know something of God, maybe. But they don't know God. And they don't know what God wants them to know about him, what he loves them to know, the happiness he wants to bring them into, the fullness of relationship, and the light that is in his son, Jesus. Jesus is the word sent by the Father. He's the light that's sent from heaven to bring light to a dark world. So Jesus wants Paul to be an instrument, to be a sent one, to go forward through the preaching of the gospel, to bear witness to what happened to Jesus and who Jesus is and what he taught, so they can come from darkness to light and then from the power of Satan to God, he says. Who talks about this today? Who talks like this? Hardly anybody believes in Satan anymore. It's like it's part of some medieval thing. But this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and Jesus knows who Satan is, a fallen angel. Jesus knows who the one is whom he defeated, who he disarmed on the cross, who he destroyed ultimately, and when he comes again in glory, will destroy him forever. But Satan has power. Remember Galatians, I talked about earlier this week, Paul talks about this present evil age. There's a fallen world that we live in, and part of the world we live in is under the dominion of this darkness of satanic power. And when people don't know God and haven't come to have their sins forgiven, aren't living in the light of the gospel, they're living in the kingdom of darkness. And Jesus wants them, as Paul tells us in Colossians, to be transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the beloved Son of God. And Paul's a key instrument. And Jesus goes on to say, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. How do you come into relationship with Jesus? Sanctified. How are you set apart from God? How is one saved? Through repentance, faith, and baptism. And Jesus is so concerned that human beings have their sins forgiven and that we learn to hate sin the way God hates sin. Because sin hurts us. It damages us, it kills us, and Jesus has come to bring us life. Friends, I hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.